Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Alex Zeitz, who's the Senior Manager, Sailor Experience for Virgin Voyages. And as you all know, Virgin Voyages is going to launch finally after a year delay because of COVID. I think we'll all see that first ship, Scarlet Lady, in September, and then we'll very quickly see Valiant Lady after that. And now Alex is in charge of everything you experience on board, whether you're a travel advisor or a guest or, as Virgin likes to say, a sailor. So we're all sailors. And of course, you as travel advisors out there, you're first mates. So there's a lot going on with this. And we're going to talk to Alex about the different experiences that you can have on Virgin Voyages, and specifically the new Scarlet Lady. And you'll find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Alex, where are you and how are you?
I'm doing really well, and I'm actually in VVHQ, as we like to call it, here in South Florida.
Oh, that's the brain trust, right? That's where you're cooking up all these ideas and then you're waiting to see. It's great. Now, we wanted to, you know, this is part of our series. We're doing five videos with different members of your team about all the different aspects of Virgin Voyages, about the different aspects of Scarlet Lady. And for you, we really wanted to take a look at what Virgin Voyages guests, and again, sailors, I got to keep reminding myself of that, will experience during their cruise. Although sailors seems to me like I might have to do some work, so I'm a little worried about that one.
No, we'll definitely. Okay. There'll be no swabbing of the decks.
There'll be no swabbing of the decks, even if I do something bad or something, or keel hauling or anything like that. Got it. But the first thing we wanted to start off with was talking about you're going to have a private beach club destination. Can you tell us a little bit about, and it's in Bimini, which is one of your ports of call. Tell us a little bit about that private beach experience. What do you call it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the beach club at Bimini.
Ah, there you go.
So I think, I definitely take it through. So for me, starting is just a fantastic location, right? I've had the lovely opportunity to be, you know, participating in its growth, right? From the time that we did, you know, site visits to this beautiful stretch of, you know, white sand beach that's kind of framed by the blue ocean to now getting it to where it is, right? And it's, you know, based on the modern romance of sailing, as we say, for the vessel, but it's island life, right? It's the island style.
Got it.
It's kind of like that barefoot luxury. And, you know, as Richard always says, he wants people to be able to, relax while being well taken care of, right? That's kind of the balance, right? You know, someone's there to help you, but it doesn't have that stuffy feeling. You know how he is. You kind of like loosen up, take off the tie, relax, and enjoy. And its inspirations come from gems in the Mediterranean, like Mallorca, or even in the Caribbean, like Holbox, Tulum's kind of charming, rising hotspot neighbor. That's kind of where the inspiration kind of comes, though. So when we think about those amazing, luxury, but also relaxed beach clubs you see in those locations, that was kind of inspiration.
Right.
And when it comes to like the materiality and how we kind of built everything out, it's kind of like that unpretentious yet luxurious. It's got that organic styling, so the colors are not going to be harsh. They're going to be natural. They're going to complement the locations. As well as the fiber, like the natural sources and like the fibers that we have in the materials, you'll see, like the limestone is local limestone, and the plants that we have built out, from the greenery are connected to the ecosystem. So it's really great, kind of gives you that feeling.
Now I understand that this is going to sort of right next to or right by Resorts World Bimini, right, and that you're kind of working with them on this project, and you will have exclusive use of this beach club, but I think they might use it sometimes too, right?
Yeah, there's some balance to it, right? So it is a joint development between Virgin Voyages and Resorts World Bimini. And I think what's great about that is that they were able to allow us to drive the creativity and experience design, right? So they were very, very conscious of that we had a specific vision, and they've helped us bring that vision to life. And by having, great partners like them, we're also able to extend in opportunities to the local workforce, right? Because, Resorts World Bimini does have a connection to that local workforce. And as a Virgin company, we always like to kind of amplify that, connect, and leave locations better than we came to them, or that's at least our ambition. And so I think with that relationship, we're also able to do that. But to kind of answer your question, from the we are the only cruise line that's able to exclusively include this as part of their experience, right? So people might be able to go there on different days through the Resorts World engagement and what they do. But the way we've designed it, you know, there's a level of vibrancy that we put into it, you know, from the DJs to eat and drink, or food and beverage, as everyone always calls it, to how we activate the cabanas, to, you know, even the Shorex, or as we call them, Shore Things, that depart from there, that'll be totally different only when Virgin's there. So very Virgin exclusive when it comes to how it feels and looks when a Virgin vessel is in port.
Well, let's drill down a little bit in terms of what the guests, sailors are going to experience in terms of activities, food and drink, the pools or beach, and of course, music and entertainment, which is always crucial to a Virgin Voyages experience. And also, I just want to make sure, this is all included in the cruise fare, right?
Yeah, so exactly. Access to the private beach club is inclusive. You know, the eat and drink proposition that we have on board continues onto land. You know, so even for those who are in the mega rock star quarters that have their inclusions of, you know, beverages up to a certain point, right? That continues out in the land. So that's what's great about it, right? We continue that ecosystem out. So if you have your band on, your purchases are the same, but it's also balancing out the fact that you're not in this super controlled, like, craziness of a private, you know, private island. But the journey that we take people on is, like, as soon as we arrive, right, and people are able to get off, right, it's a quick little tram ride over, you know, just right off the bow, the tram will be waiting there. It'll take you to the beach club itself, and which allows you to kind of go through and see what Bimini's like. Many people haven't had that opportunity to go to Bimini. And then once you arrive to the beach club, you know, Dee Cooper and the rest of the design team have really designed it in a way where it has a reveal, right? The beautiful, like as I talked about, those, the, you know, the limestone walls kind of are there. They block the view, right? So when you come up the 3 to 4 steps or the ramp on the left-hand side, if someone does need that, you kind of have that, like, stepping up where you kind of come above and then you see the lay of the land, right? And just like we hear the sea on our vessel through all of the, you know, the terraces and things, it's also the same way, right? So you come up, you see the two lagoon pools on the left and right hand side, and it allows your eyes to kind of visually take in things as you continue to walk forward, right? You don't get smacked with the sea right away, but if you continue forward, then you start to reveal the sea. And then the right hand side, you kind of see, like, the sports shack, which is where, you know, the rentals of all the non-motorized, you know, Shore Things will take place. The motorized ones take place in another section, just because we want to keep that vibe of the beach club very relaxed and very chill. And then on the left-hand side, you've got the quiet zone, which is, again, thinking about that person who doesn't want to have some of the DJ, doesn't want to be, you know, kind of loud by the pool, doesn't need to have that bar mode. They want to go and just relax. Like, we have that space and we've designed it in a way to kind of take everyone through that journey. You know, we always say, you know, in the spirit of vitamin C, you know, like our ethos around well-being, you know, that the moments of retox and detox, right? It's high energy and it's quiet spots and it's whatever it needs to be for that person. I know my day-to-day life, like, when I'm ready for my weekend, I'm ready to do something a little more energetic. But some people have energetic day jobs and, like, on the weekend, just let me sit here and with my book and my, you know, my coffee, right? So we've tried to bring that to life on the beach club as well.
Now, what about food and drink? What are they going to be able to access there?
Yeah, so there's actually two different food groves, right? So on the left and right hand side, again, producing similar things. And then we're taking people through the day of a journey, right? So there'll be certain times a day where there'll be kind of tapas-sized things. Again, some great nibbles, some great flavors that bring everything to life. And there's other times a day where it'll be full on meals, right? One of my favorites, you know, I have the luxury of kind of getting to test some of the foods before they go out there.
Good for you.
I know, right? It's one of the hard parts of this job, right? But the conch and mango salad, which I love, right? And again, connecting to in Bimini, they produce, you know, they have some amazing conch meals. So we're not coming here and putting burgers and fries out there, right? Or, you know, which is, you know, people can do that. And that's for others. But for us, we're like, what's happening here? And what type of food do we want to connect to? And you're paying a price to go on a voyage. You want to make sure we're delivering that. Or, you know, in the evening, you know, the lechone salo, like the pork, right? That kind of comes from some of our other, the neighboring Caribbean islands. But then we paired it with Bimini's famous Bimini bread, which is like this kind of sweet bread that only they produce on that island. So kind of taking some neighboring flavors and putting them together. You can think about in the morning, like some yoga and meditation classes. Or, you know, my favorite sometimes, again, the person who's chilling, just hop into one of the cabanas, right? That you know, are available for those who wish to, you know, purchase those and just watch the sea, or maybe even people watch, you know, some people love to do that out on the beach. Or, you know, grab a drink at one of the 6 bars, you know, there's different terraces and couches and, you know, we've created lots of little spots of activity that people can kind of connect to.
So it'll be like volleyball and stuff, or things that people want to do.
There'll be some, and then, of course, our entertainment team has created some great activations that will pop up throughout the day.
Well, that's the idea. Obviously, I wanted to talk to you about that entertainment set, because I did experience some of those pop-ups in some of the earlier media events that Virgin Voyages had. But what will you have on at this private beach club?
Yeah, so the Happenings cast, you know, is what that cast you kind of connected to, that kind of pop up and do some spontaneous things. We're going to continue that energy throughout all of it. But a big core of it will be, like the music and how it's, you know, the DJs there. And sometimes people hear DJ and they're like, raging crazy party. That's not what we mean. It's about creating different vibes, right? So during certain times of day, the music will reflect that. It'll bring it to life. It'll kind of take you on that journey so that you come in the morning and we're kind of in that chill. And the midday, you know, when the activity is bigger, the music's going to kind of reflect that and kind of drive that pulse. And then the evening, you know, depending if we're doing our late night activation or not, you know, then that goes into that next level. So it's really cool. And I think also for our, you know, the sailors that are in the Rockstar Quarters, there's also the Rockstar Retreat. So there's a whole section of the beach club that is just associated to those sailors. And again, they have access to separate bars, to, you know, that food delivery service. So sure. And other sections, sailors are invited to go and enjoy whenever they'd like to. And really that added difference at the Rockstar Retreat is the fact that the service team are there to help them get that, you know, relax here. Don't lift a finger. We'll get it for you.
There you go. Well, they are rock stars. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Now, one of the questions I did, you mentioned a little bit, how long will the ship stay in Bimini for these? Because sounds like you're going to go into the night at least for some times.
Yeah. So I think, you know, as we've designed many of our itineraries, we always think about the fact that one of the things we heard from potential sailors when we were doing our research in the beginning was we want to have the ability to stay in port longer. And we've done that in all of our itineraries. And specifically, Bimini is one of those places we can do that, right? Where we come in, you know, early in the morning, sailors are off, you know, around that 9 a.m. time period, if they want to. We could be sleeping in because, again, we're staying late, right? Some voyages we stay, you know, till 9, sometimes we stay till 10, sometimes we stay till 2, right? So it kind of depends on what's going and each itinerary based on where we're headed next and all those things. But what we're going to get to is the fact that we're giving you a long day in this location, and the experiences that we're curating will be based on how long that day is and how, you know, how we can bring it to life.
Yeah, well, I always hate that when you have to get off a ship and, oh, I got to get to the beach. I got to get to the beach because we're here at the private island or private destination and I want to take advantage of it. But, you know, sometimes you don't necessarily want to get out, you know, crack of dawn and get out on the beach. Maybe you want to go a little later in the morning or something like that, yeah. Right?
And that's been the whole philosophy, right? Like, again, Virgin, we don't want to tell you how to do your holiday or how to do your vacation. We want to give you opportunities to do it the way you want to. Some people, it is up and early, right? And some people might start on board the vessel with, you know, 6 a.m. yoga, you know, because the included, you know, fitness classes are there. And then they're going to, you know, go have their breakfast and then, you know, hop on the tram and go out and relax and come back for lunch on board, right? Or some people might, you know, sleep in because they've had, you know, a night of it the night before, or their work schedule at home continues to have them up in the morning. And like, I want to sleep in. This is my time. And sure. So we've really tried to take advantage of that and build our experiences that way from the beginning.
Now, obviously, a lot of other cruise lines have private island experiences. I've been lucky enough to be on a few of them. Yeah. You know, probably 3 or 4 over the years, mostly in the Bahamas. How will Virgin Voyages really make this experience truly unique to sailors on Scarlet Lady and different from maybe what some of the other cruise lines have on their private island experiences?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question, right? And it's one that I get often. And I think that the difference for me, the big difference is, you know, when you have a private island, everything is curated to one vision, right? To one experience, to one journey, right? They might have different things. But when you come to a place like Bimini, you know, you have two different experiences in one, right? You have the beach club of Bimini, which is, you know, curated. It has those elements in it, and it's curated in that Virgin way where you can go and you can, and, you know, connect to all those things I kind of chatted about. But also, you know, we have a beautiful island of Bimini, and there's certain people who, when they travel, they want to go out and about, right? Right. We kind of call those our curious sailors of sorts, where they like to go and see what's going on, try to find the best conch salad on their own. Head to, you know, there's a you know, amazing pizza shop that makes some, you know, conch pizza. I never thought I would ever try something like that in my life, right?
It sounds good. I don't know.
But I think, like, there's people who want to do those things, right? And when you go to a private island, it doesn't allow you to go beyond the borders of that experience, right?
Right.
So I think what's great for us is that Bimini, we have the combination of both, right? Something that's, you know, designed specifically with, you know, our sailor in mind, and others for someone to say, I want to go a little further afloat and kind of connect to something else.
No, that's good. It definitely would be something different because obviously these, and they're wonderful destinations, these private islands. But yeah, you're there. There's not much else that you're going to be on the private island. You can't see. It's not a. It's kind of a manufactured experience, but a lovely experience, but not something where you can meet local people.
And that's, I think, right? It's that connection, right? I think people, you know, when you talk about travel, right? You know, there's definitely amazing destinations, but it's also about what people bring to it, right? And what experiences and how you connect. And I think looking at what's happened to us in this last 18 months, you know, the kind of the lack of connection. I think people are ready to get out and connect to people and have those, you know, those conversations and those thought starting things and sure. see things for themselves. So I think that'd be definitely a great place to do that.
Now let's turn to your other experiences, your land experiences. And as you earlier said, you called them shore things.
Yes.
And first of all, remind us the other ports that beyond Bimini that Scarlet Lady will visit. I recall you have 5-day and 7-day cruises, correct?
Yeah, we do. We actually, and it's kind of a combination. So we have, from departing from Port Miami, we have 4- and 5-night voyages for Scarlet Lady. And then for Valiant Lady, we have 6, 7, and 8. So that's probably where you get that 7 from. The sister ship comes in and kind of adds a little layers to it. But for Scarlet Lady, we have 3 different itineraries. You know, the first one, the Fire and Sunset Soiree. So that's Miami, it's Key West, it's the, you know, beach club at Bimini, and then back to Miami. So again, that one giving us opportunities to extra light at the beach club. You know, the next one is the Riviera Maya. You know, so departing from Miami as always, going to Cozumel and Playa del Carmen. And I want to call that out because the fact that we actually include that transfer to Playa del Carmen. So sailors, you know, yes, Scarlet Lady will be docked in Cozumel, but some people might want to do Cozumel in the morning and make their way over to Playa del Carmen and potentially even a further float to Tulum, which is something that we can do and that will be included in their experience, right? So that, you know, you get that transfer across, we'll take care of it, the staff will be assist you. So that's why sometimes when people look at our itineraries and they see Cozumel dash Playa del Carmen, they're like, how do we do that? One's an island and one's on the mainland.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's part of that experience. That itinerary also includes the beach club at Bimini. And then the Dominican days, which is Miami to Puerto Plata, to the beach club, and then back to Miami. So again, a lot of different dynamics depending on what people want to do. But, you know, shore things will be designed for all of them.
What are going to be, will you have options, obviously, for each of these ports? And how many options will you have? And how will you delineate them and to make them different, or maybe make them appropriate for certain guests and not who want to do something more active, let's say?
Yeah. So I would say that, you know, we've actually developed over 500 shore things to this point, you know, so we've got a lot of inventory, and that some of that includes our European itineraries, right? But you know shore things, as you know, we chatted before, they're not, you know, part of the voyage fare. And we've done that purposely because we kind of see scenarios where when they are included, they're kind of restricted, right? That kind of comes, you know, to be a creative and a development hindrance. So for us, we've designed them in a way from the scratch, you know, to really connect to locals, to try to bring things to life, and to offer different paths. And I think also when it comes to it, you know, I've been working with my great colleague, Natasha Salcedo. She's part of the development team and the delivery team. And we're really happy to say that nearly 80% of our Caribbean and 60% of our European shore things are under $150 per experience, right? We price them at a point that people are going to want to do them. And you know, there's always that thing about out there about, you know, independents don't want to take the experience from the cruise line. And that often comes from the fact that most cruise lines take it and they charge so much more on top of it. What we're doing is we're saying, yes, there's a cost to this and there's some administrative work that we need to do to make it happen. But we're really about how can we get you out to go have a great experience, right? If you have a great experience on land, which is a continuation of the vessel, then you're in a great place and you're going to, you know, talk about this experience and you're going to enjoy it, right? You're not going to be conscious of like, did I get ripped off? Did I not get ripped off? What is the local price? You're going to be able to look at our options on you know, the app or on the website. And just go straight into it. So,
well, certainly the pricing you're describing is very reasonable. And there's always that challenge. People look at the shore excursions on a cruise line and then they start trying to price independently. And then the cruise line comes back and says, well, it's better if you use ours. And it's a big debate. I know I've done both ways and it is a challenge. But one of the things that I think would be interesting to hear is how are you going to make some of these shore things experience different from maybe what most cruise lines offer? How are you going to virginize them, if you will, if I can use that word? I mean, are you going to have your own take on these? Because, you know, I've done tons of cruising in the Caribbean. I've done these, and they're wonderful excursions. But, you know, sometimes what you get on one line will be the same that you get on another.
Yeah, so I think that there's some that are going to be standard experiences, right? I always talk to the team when we're developing. It's like if we took a ship to Paris, I know a ship can like all the way into Paris, but if we did, we wouldn't pretend we're too cool for the Eiffel Tower, right? The Eiffel Tower is amazing, and that's something there. But on the other side, I want to understand, how do we do that journey differently? You know, like I give the example of the Georges V Hotel in Paris, right? It has views of the Eiffel Tower. So you can go up there and have that champagne and see it and have the story and have that connection, right? So we've taken that philosophy, and when we go to each of these ports, and I think I'm really excited to say that Natasha and I go to the ports. We go and experience things. We see them. We lift up the rock. we ask people. I mean, one of my favorite things to ask the experienced developers on the local side or the tour providers is, show me the thing that no one asks you to see, right? Show me the thing that you know, when your family and friends come to visit you in your island, in your city, in your destination, where do you take them? Like, what do you think is important for me to know? I've got my research and done, but tell me what you think. And we look for things that tell the passions that we have at Virgin Voyages, which are like about design and food and beverage and sustainability, sure. Right? There's some great ones that, you know, everyone always thinks like the sustainable tour is the boring one. Like, I'm not going to get something from it. But the way we've tried to weave it all together and create some experiences like that, it's you know, really cool. Music, art. And we've tried to target, you know, experiences or short things that are, or sizes that are between 10 and 20 people, right? I don't want to be in something that it's so many people that I'm like, I can't understand what my money is going for, that whole mentality, right? Right. I don't have to wear a whisper where someone has to talk in my ear, you know? We want things to be immersive and tactile. You know, a cooking demo is great, but, you know, getting in there and you know, there's one that in Tulum where you're making like the masa for the tortilla itself, right? So you're not just taking up the tortilla. It's like, here's a pile of corn. Go ahead and grind it up and learn how to make the masa and then take it out and we're going to put it on the grill and make the tortilla, right? So, you know, it's really like getting into it. I think I would be remiss if I didn't say some of them are designed to be very photo friendly, right? In this world we live in, people love to take a photo and post it somewhere, and it's not for that purpose, but some of the experiences you'll see that are just stunning and really connect to the views and vistas that and naturally, you know, make people want to take those pictures. And I think another one that I really think about is how we try to like connect to like re-energizing the soul, right? There's certain ones, I think about some of the providers that I've connected with, like they're people that I can name their names and I can think about them. And what they did. And it's like, those are the types of things, right? When you can do that, when you have 5 to 10 people, and we're not afraid to do an experience with 5 to 10 people, you know, sure. Most brands look at it and say, well, to make a profit, we need to have this many people. And you know, we're saying, no, we can make a profit, but it's not about that. Let's start, like, let's make the experience. And then let's see how we can build out this experience so that the sailor gets a great experience. The first mate who's potentially selling this gets, you know, a great experience. And we as a brand are able to continue to offer these things.
No, and absolutely. And it's one of the things about cruising that, I think, at least for our travel advisors out there, when they sell a cruise, it's not just selling passage on a ship. It's selling those experiences that you can get on these in these ports of call. Right. And sometimes, sadly, they're a little bit more homogenized. That you can't you know, it really is hard to differentiate them. And for some travel advisors who you know, they don't really bother too much with selling them because actually they don't get any money from it. So that's the issue. And sometimes they just say, well, choose whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And the guest is really kind of out there. They don't know what to choose. And I've had that many cases, or maybe something gets sold out or something like, you know, and yeah. It's a challenge, but let's talk a little bit about, do you believe sort of this private beach club and shore things, these experiences are as important as the onboard experience on Scarlet Lady?
Yeah, the short answer is yes, you know, they are, because, you know, you don't just like, it's like taking a holiday or vacation, right? You plan out the whole thing, right? I think about people in Miami, for example, right? You could just think, yeah, Miami, it's beaches and it's great nightlife, right? There's a core of kind of what people have out there. But then you can go to the next layer. And I think by doing some amazing shore things, it takes you to that next layer, right? You can explore new neighborhoods you didn't know exist, right? You can do different tastings. I think from one of mine, and I've shared this one, you know, before, but like, you know, in Wynwood, our graffiti art experience, right? You know, going to those locations and learning how to spray paint. I never thought I'd, you know, want to do that or experience that, but you know, it's something that's out there that we've connected to. But, you know, to going back to your point around how, you know, some first mates are like, you know, they can find certain things, right? As soon as I presented that one publicly, you know, a few weeks back, people wrote back, well, what about this one? And how is this pricing? And I was like, the one you're presenting me is sitting down in front of a piece of wood spray painting. The one I'm presenting is it's a local who's been doing graffiti in this area for 10 years. Right. It includes access to a museum that no one has access to in that way with that guiding. And it takes you around the neighborhood, right? So we like to try to like package things together. It's like this gem and that gem make sense and they tell a story, right? You saw how to make the graffiti and how hard it really is. Now let's take you to the museum that has some great examples. And then let's go through the neighborhood and show you some of the things that this artist has potentially done, right? So like that's kind of how you see that difference. And sometimes that doesn't come to life in just one description, but I think that's what we're trying to go after and that's what we're trying to present.
No, absolutely. And now obviously we're going out to travel advisors who are going to be helping to plan their cruise Virgin Voyages cruise experience with their customers, with their mm-hmm. clients, with your sailors. how can travel advisors really help those clients understand the beach club and also help them choose the right shore thing. And once again, I know you said that they're not included in the fare, the shore things,
right?
But they travel advisors can sell them. So I think that that's one of the things, is that they want to sort of be their guide or help their sailors to understand this. So how can they really understand beach club and shore things a little better?
Yeah. So I think from the beach club perspective, you know, there's more and more content that we're putting out there. So it's more and more videos that are available to them, you know. So I always recommend our first mates or our travel advisors, go to firstmates.com, right? They all can have access to that. It's a specific website that's designed for them, for their needs. It has assets for them. So it allows them to utilize all of our assets to then go on and continue to merchandise it in the way that they need to for their audience. But I think the biggest thing for me when I think about like the shore things is really, you know, getting into it, right? You guys have, and I say, I'm speaking to them, like, yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, you can talk. You
know, but like, they have the ability because they should know their client, right? We can have great amazing things, right? I said that collection of 500 shore things that are there, but they know their client. They know what they like, right? You know, they know what they've done in the past. You've booked them on a voyage, on a river cruise maybe somewhere, and they came back and told you about the food and beverage. Well, then start filtering our experiences out to the point of like, hey, this food and beverage thing, you told me about that wine, you told me about that connection you had, you told me that you liked large scale things, you told me you went out and had a night on the town. Well, you know, a Virgin Voyages has something for you, right? So I think also flipping into what budget they're saying, right? You know, if someone's saying, I just want you to have, maybe splurge and got, you know, one of the quarters and my land, you know, based expenses are going to be a little lower, then hear that and go with that and say, you know what, actually heading out in the day to the beach club is going to be amazing. The tram is included, the food and beverage is included there. And you can use that, those extra funds maybe to go out and, you know, do a little kayak on the mangroves or, you know, something a little lower key, right? So listening to what they're saying, and understanding our value proposition, right? That we aren't charging, we aren't putting 100% markup on things, right? That was from the beginning a goal. I actually said to the team, I said, I don't want to do this if we're going to be ripping people off, right? I don't want to be part of this. That's not how I roll. And that's how we do things.
Got it.
And I think also understanding how we divide out our experiences, right? We have the categories of, you know, relaxing, of energetic, cultured, daring, once in a lifetime, and Richard's shortlist. So certain places don't have Richard's shortlist because, again, there's not things that he has done or he's connected to. But we think about like in Puerto Plata and, you know, in the waterfalls there, there's some great, like, you know, kind of scaling and jumping off the waterfalls. That's something that he's done with his son, Sam, right? So that becomes part of that list. So those will be denoted that way. And the once in a lifetime, you know, it's one of those where people are like, oh, it must be the expensive things. I'm like, it's not. It's just something that, like, how many times, you know, in the Mediterranean are you going to, you know, go skydiving above the, you know, the Emerald Coast of Sardinia? Probably not, right? So it's probably once in a lifetime that you're
I did that last week. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know?
No, that sounds pretty super, actually.
Yeah. And I think also we really respect the relationship that travel partners or first mates have with sailors. We know that. And I think that's why we've, you know, created the value proposition for them to as well. So, you know, when our first mates do sell our shore things, that is included in their commission, right? So like we have so many more things that are commissionable because we respect the fact that first mates are our connection. And that's even in their naming, right? First mate is the person left of the captain, just like they are to us. And so we've really developed that out. So when our first mates do sell our shore things, it is commissionable, you know, it is commission based, you know, offered to them. So I think it's really interesting to have that.
Well, now and then most cruise lines, except as you get, you know, higher up in the ranking, they include shore excursions. But a lot of the, you know, it's not something everybody does. So praise to you for doing that, because I know that's one of the aspects that a lot of travel advisors are very excited about, that there are more things they can be commissioned on board. And obviously in the ports of call and the excursion. So a great program. Alex, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us about shore things and, of course, the beach experience, the private beach experience on Bimini. Sounds fascinating. We're looking forward to getting there. And, of course, as you mentioned earlier, if you want to find out more about all that, go to firstmates.com and yep. We'll find even more stuff to do. But, again, we're looking forward to seeing you down there, and we'll try. Well, I guess we have to go to the Med to do the skydiving, but the waterfall thing sounds pretty cool too. So yeah. I think that would be interesting. But again, great information for our travel advisors. And again, thank you very much for spending time with us.
Oh no, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.